Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. In Jerusalem, it's a sunny afternoon. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze. Down in Eilut, temperatures are a bit higher, perfect for those at the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild weather, making it a comfortable day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, pressure mounts within Hamas. Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that the organization has warned its members to dispose of their mobile phones for security reasons. Also, Israel has claimed its strikes at Syria's Abu al-Duhur airbase earlier this hour were to prevent Turkish military expansion toward its northern border, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, Eli Feldstein has made waves by claiming that Prime Minister Netanyahu was warned about Ben-Gvir shortly after October 7th, as reported by Maariv. Separately, the UK has threatened sanctions following Israel's opening bids for E1 settler homes. This comes from earlier reporting by The Forward. And finally, from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, a former Mossad official suggests that a total economic blockade could lead to the collapse of the Iranian regime. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted just minutes ago that Oded Ilam, a former senior Mossad official, believes Iran could collapse economically within 2 months if its trade routes are blocked. Ihab Hassan commented 11 minutes ago that many activists have wrongly dehumanized Israeli society, equating all Israelis with figures like Ben-Gvir. Al Arabiya English reported moments ago that over 2,000 humanoid robots are competing in Beijing, showcasing their abilities in various challenges. Let's go deeper into today's top stories. Starting with the situation in Hamas, Israel Hayom reveals that the group is urging its militants to abandon mobile phones to avoid Israeli surveillance. This move highlights the organization's heightened security concerns amid ongoing tensions in the region. For civilians, this reflects the persistent instability affecting day-to-day life in Gaza. Turning to Israel's actions in Syria, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israeli intelligence identified Turkish troops' potential deployment at the Abu al-Duhur airbase. This preemptive strike aims to maintain regional security and prevent further military escalation near Israel's borders. The impact on regional diplomacy could be significant as tensions with Turkey remain delicate. Meanwhile, Eli Feldstein's comments, covered by Maariv, focus on Prime Minister Netanyahu's awareness of internal political challenges. Feldstein alleges that warnings about Ben-Gvir came shortly after the events of October 7th. This revelation may affect public perception of the government's handling of its coalition partners, possibly influencing future political dynamics. On the diplomatic front, the UK's threat of sanctions against Israel, as reported by The Forward, comes as a response to settlement expansions in the West Bank. This development could strain UK-Israel relations and impact ongoing negotiations in the region. Finally, from earlier coverage by the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, the idea of economically isolating Iran emerges as a strategy to destabilize its regime. The implications for the Middle East are considerable, as economic sanctions could lead to significant shifts in regional power dynamics. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reported earlier today that about 1/5 of those canceling apartment purchase deals earn around 60,000 shekels a month, suggesting economic uncertainty affects even higher earners. Separately, Globes highlights that Teva's share price has hit a 10-year high, rising 20% over the past month. This surge underscores the company's resilience and growth potential in the pharmaceutical sector. And finally, Keytech notes that the traditional 9-to-5 workday is fading as AI continues to reshape work into a 24-hour operation. This trend reflects broader changes in the job market, impacting how Israelis approach work-life balance. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.